Good morning, Kevin. Welcome in.
Well, good morning, Bill. It's a sad morning. It's cold. It's rainy. It's dreary. The mood in Lexington fits the mood of the show on the sad news of Charlie's announcement.
Yeah, just for everybody, if you're just checking in, Crazy Charlie has announced here on the show and on social media that this is for now an end for him in this business. He's going to move on, and hopefully it's not for too long, but he has made that decision, and I learned about this earlier in the week, but yeah, and it is, Kevin, I guess you get the same weather we get just up north, but it's dreary and rainy and cloudy, and there's not a happy look in the sky right now.
There's not. And I just, I can't express what a great friend Charlie is to me. You know, oftentimes before I come on, you're yelling for me, and I'm complaining with Charlie about the Yankees or the Rangers, two of our favorite teams. But, you know, I wouldn't have had a podcast a few years ago if it wasn't for Charlie. And we just talk about life together. Charlie's just been such a dear, dear friend. So this is not only a professional blow, but I'll stay in touch with him. But I just want the listeners, you have no idea how much help Charlie has been to me on doing my segments. I could spend the whole 15 minutes just trying to thank Charlie for all he's done for me. Just an incredible friend. And it's a sad day, but we'll be playing for him and staying in touch and be there to support him in any way we certainly can. And I know all the other listeners feel the same way.
Probably not where I planned on going immediately here, but I saw where Nick Saban offered a class of 25 quarterback out of Cardinal Newman down there in Florida. This kid, I saw a picture of him. He looked like he was about 13.
Yeah, that's where we're getting to. Of course, you know, we had the announcement that Nick Saban has agreed to a contract extension through the 2028 season, which would have him at 77 years old. It clearly gets him, if he continues to win 11.7 games like he has throughout his time in Alabama, he would pass Coach Bryant for all time for his wins and wins at Alabama during the 2026 season. That's offering the quarterback in the class of 2025, definitely within the Nick Saban contract there. He would turn 74, Bill, during the 2025 season. But I mean, the landscape, I was thinking, when I was driving back from Charleston earlier this week, but the landscape of college football as we all know it has changed so radically. Not just in the last year, in the last 6 months, Bill, it's beginning to become something that I hardly recognize, Bill.
The Nick Saban contract extension through February of 29, everybody wants to know, what does that mean?
Well, I think it means a couple of things. I mean, like I said, obviously it gives him a chance to pass Coach Bryant and his 323 wins and all-time wins at Alabama. I think if you're really honest here, let's be honest, the one argument or quote-unquote chink in the armor that other coaches have to use against Coach Saban on the recruiting trail is his age. All right, you can't complain about the success in the field. You can't complain about the number of players Nick Saban puts in the National Football League, the number of first-round drafts. But you can talk about the fact that Coach Saban will turn 70 years old during this season. So I think whether you want to admit it or not, as an Alabama fan, a big part of this is it gives Coach Saban ammunition on the recruiting trail to prove that, hey, I'm not slowing down, I'm not getting burned out, and I have a commitment from the school to show you that I'm committed to be the coach at Alabama for many, many years to come. And I think that is a, whether we want to admit it or not, as Alabama fans, it's a huge part of it because, like I said, that's the one argument that other coaches, and it's being used. It's been used for several years now. This is not something new, but, I mean, as each year passes, that's what they use against him. Oh, he's slowing down and he's going to retire soon. And this just shows a commitment from him and the University of Alabama that retirement is nowhere on the horizon for Nick Saban.
I know, that's what it appears to me. Things can change, but he's doing his hobby every day, which is coaching and grinding it out, and it doesn't look like he's slowing down at all. And as long as he's winning, I think he keeps going.
Hey, Nick Saban's the crazy Charlie of college football coaching. He's the best at what he does, and he just loves grinding it out every day and hops out of bed to do it. I mean, we've talked a lot about it ever since he had the hip surgery. It's put a bounce back in his step, and You know, he loves working with the young men and everything. And let's be honest, I mean, he's being rewarded with national championships. So, yeah, I've talked before, you know, unless there's a health issue with Coach Saban or unless, you know, there's a serious health issue with Miss Terry and they're so close, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him, you know, maybe finish this out all the way through the 2028 season. It's incredible when you think about it. Remember when the plane landed back in January of 2007 and everybody was saying, oh, Nick Saban won't be there but a year or two. He'll be off to the NFL or another job. None of us figured that he would be here for the 14 seasons he's been. So at this point, Bill, anything's possible.
Interesting question as we look into the future and then we apply it to Alabama. In the future, let's say Alabama somewhere has another 2010 type team or a 2019 team, some injuries, a couple of losses, etc. They get in the playoffs. I don't know that I'd want to face a Nick Saban coach or team ticked off about what didn't go well in the regular season, in the playoffs, in a do-or-die scenario.
No, that's a great point. That 20 with the 12 team format, that 2010 team that was a knucklehead team probably would have slipped into the tournament. Granted, as one of the lower seeds, but if they got their act together, and if you doubt me, just ask Michigan State. If you'll remember, they absolutely obliterated Michigan State in their bowl game, so they showed they had momentum. Who knows what type of a run that 2010 Alabama team could have put together? Yeah, I hate this 12-team format. I'm a traditionalist. I'm like you. I still wish we lived in the BCS computer era. But in terms of for Alabama and for Nick Saban, fine, if this is what you all want to do, that's great, but that just pretty much guarantees that we're in the playoffs every year. And I want to say this, you know, not only do I hate the format, I want to echo the sentiments of my good friend Aaron Suttles, who Alabama fans know that writes for The Athletic. If they're going to go with this crazy thing, I understand the first round games at campus sites, the quarterfinals absolutely need to be played on campus sites of the higher seeded team, and we should just do the semifinals and the finals, in my opinion, at these independent sites, because that's just hosing the fans of these top four teams. The first two rounds, Bill, my opinion, I strongly believe this, need to be on campus sites.
That means if you're one of the teams not in the top four, you'd have to, if you planned on following your team, you would have to travel four times. I believe.
Yeah, because you're going to go to the conference championship game. So, like, here's Alabama fans. You're going to go to the conference championship game. Okay, yeah. Then you're going to have to go to the quarterfinals, wherever that is. You're going to go to the semifinals, wherever that is, and the finals, wherever that is. You know, like, for instance, you know, we're talking about the fact that they're not going to change 21 or 22. They may implement this in 23. Well, currently, Ole Miss Evie is going to have us all come down to her house because the national championship after the 2023 season is in Houston. And I'm sure they'll stick with that. I'm sure they'll just say Houston still has, here's the format. That's a lot to ask of Alabama fans and Clemson fans and Ohio State fans who are going to be doing this every year to make four road trips like that. I strongly believe a further reward for being one of the top four teams in this thing is not only getting a bye, but you get to play your first game on your campus site. I don't think that's unreasonable to ask.
Kevin Hagan with us. Running back transfers, what happened there?
Oh, it's just a really – it's just such an incredibly deep running back room that Alabama has there. I was not the least bit surprised to see Kyle Edwards transfer. I hate it. He's a super talented young man, and the staff really like him. Kalen Robinson, same way. He set out last year for the COVID reasons. Kyle Edwards hasn't announced where he's going. Kalen Robinson's going to go. Jones Sarkin, Texas A&M. Kalen would have certainly seen the field this year. They were going to use him in a hybrid role as a wide receiver and a split out for him. But Alabama's lost 10 players to the transfer portal. They've brought three in. Yes, Kalen would have contributed, but still, the honesty is there's not one of those 10 players that I look at and say, ouch, that weakens Alabama. But the reality is all three players that we've brought in, including Jack Martin, the punter from Troy, all three of those transfers into Alabama make Alabama a stronger team for this year.
What's on the horizon here next few weeks? Anything to look out for?
Well, the camps will continue. This Saturday is the kicking camp. Next Saturday is the offensive line, defensive line camp. They've had 4 of their 8 high school camps, one-day camps. We're looking towards the weekend of June the 25th when Alabama is going to have a monster roster of official visits from the top players in this class. That's their big visit weekend. I think we'll see some commitments really, really soon. It wouldn't surprise me if we didn't see 2 or 3 players pull the trigger here in the next 2 weeks. Alabama currently has 7 commits. Le'Veon Moss, running back out of Louisiana, committed since I last talked to you, Bill. So it's just getting through those camps and the recruiting period. Players are back. They're working out. They're doing their strength and conditioning as they prepare for next season. I mean, we're rolling, Bill. I mean, the August practices are going to be here before we know it. As far as I'm concerned, Bill, once we hit June 1st, it's the start of the 2021 season.
Kevin, good to have you back, sir. Appreciate it.
Always an honor to join you, Bill. Crazy Charlie, stick tap to the ice, my friend. Have a great Friday, everybody, and roll tide.